This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyid al-Awwalin wal-Akhirin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the ICJ pre-iftar program. I'm really excited to be joining you today. My name is Yusra Kandil. And inshallah, during this month, I will be trying to share with you thoughts and reflections concerning our relationship with the Holy Quran, inshallah. Subhanallah, today I was thinking to myself, the first quarter of Ramadan is already over. It's leaving us with only 3 more weeks to go of endless blessings, mercy, and utmost forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I asked myself, where am I and the Quran? And I had to share with you this very beautiful hadith. Our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, learn how to recite Surah Al-Baqarah, for there is a blessing in it, fiha baraka, wa tarkuha hasra, or there's a sorrow in abandoning it, and it is unbearable for the idol or the magicians. In other words, a magician cannot harm a person that memorizes or recites Surah Al-Baqarah. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran will meet its companions on the day of resurrection, when his grave is opened for him in the form of a pale man. It will say to him, do you recognize me? He will say, I don't recognize you. It will say, or the Quran will say, I am your companion, the Quran. Ana sahibuka, al-Quran, who kept you thirsty on hot nights or days and kept you awake at night. Every merchant benefits from his business, and today you will benefit from your good deeds. He will be given dominion in his right hand and eternity in his left, and there will be placed on his head a crown of dignity, and his parents will be clothed with priceless garments, the like of which they have never seen in this world. They will say, why have we been clothed with this? It will be said, because your son or child used to recite the Quran. Then it will be said to him, recite and ascend in the degrees of paradise. اقرأ وارتقي في مراتب الجنة. And he will continue to ascend so long as he recites, either at a fast pace or a slow pace. Now, do you understand the words or the gems in these words? These words are filled with kunuz or gems, and I'd like to share with you. The first gem, whoever memorizes, recites, or even listens to Al-Baqarah in his home, neither shaitan can harm him, nor can it come anywhere near him. Neither can a magician harm him as well. This is the first gem in the words of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Surah Al-Baqarah is a must, or it's a necessity in the life of every believer or every Muslim. The second gem that I would like to share with you, Al-Quran will be your interceder. It will meet you at your grave on the day you get resurrected and tell you, I am your companion. I'm your friend. When we say the word friend or companion, what does it mean to you? What does it say? It means what? A friend is somebody who's always with you, right? We always used to get together. When was the last time you met your friend? I'm reminding you and myself, in case the Quran is not in the circle of your close friends, you need to start befriending Quran starting from today in this very blessed month. And you have to keep this friendship as an eternal friendship, a friendship that you keep forever, inshallah, till the day you meet him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it tells you, I'm the one who made you thirsty. For when we recite the Quran, what happens? Our throats would start drying up, even when we talk, subhanAllah. And I kept you awake, for you used to stand up to memorize or recite or pray reciting the Quran. And every merchant benefits from his what? Business or trade. And you used to do this what? You used to read and recite for who? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So today your trade is successful, right? You're going to see the fruits or the benefit of you reciting the Quran in the dunya. And he is given dominion in his right hand and eternity in his left. Basically, you enter Jannah forever. Khalas, that's it. There's no more hardship, no more work. It's in Jannah forever. And you get crowned with a crown. But it's not any crown. It's not a crown of gold or diamonds or a crown of pearls or God, no, whatever it is that's so precious in this life. It's the crown of the people of Allah. Ahlullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of the Quran. Ahlul Quran. What a better crown to be crowned with, subhanallah. And then his parents get clothed with clothing, that if the people of the earth gathered all their wealth to purchase clothes in this beauty, they would not be able to. And then his parents ask, why are we clothed with these clothes? And it is said, because your child reciting the Quran. And this is the third gem that we have to think about. Your memorizing or even reciting the Quran is the biggest form of birr, or fulfilling your duties towards your parents. Teach your kids the Quran so that you may be clothed with garments of dignity on the day you meet him. Instill it in them, make it a habit that they read, even if it's only a couple of ayahs every single day. Whatever you instill in them today is going to be something that's normal, just like eating or sleeping or, whatever it is, reading or going to school, it just becomes a habit. So must the Quran be in the lives of your children and yourselves as well. And the hadith continues, as for the one who recites and keeps ascending as he recites, يَقْرَأْ وَيَرْتَقِي, until he reaches the last surah, Surah An-Nas, and he says, مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. And all of a sudden, he finds himself in the presence of Habibna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who, because the scholars say what? They say that the levels of Jannah are the same as that of the verses of the Quran. So you come on that day of judgment and you recite and recite and ascend and ascend, taqra wa taqra wa tartaqi wa tartaqi, until you reach the very first companion of the Quran sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are in his presence. What's more rewarding than that? I remind you and myself to have that strong connection with the Quran at least for 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. It's not that much. Think about it. How many minutes do we have every day, especially in Ramadan? And make sure you continue with this after Ramadan. If you can do this every single day for 30 days, inshallah, you'll be able to continue. Make sure that you either do it with a friend or with your children, with your spouse, somebody, a companion, someone who will encourage you and help you keep on, keeping this habit with you. This is the month of transformation. This is the month where people change, subhanAllah, they become closer and they start habits that help them, inshallah, Rabb, reach the highest levels of Jannah. Now I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of the Quran, min ahl al-Quran wa khassatu, the people that he selects specifically to be what? Reciters, those who enter inshallah from the doors of those who recite the Quran and memorize the Quran, okay? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be from the ones who what are told, iqra' wartaqi, read and ascend in your levels in Jannah, Ya Rabb, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all and our families in this holy month, Ya Rabb. And may you see the fruits of you reciting the Quran in your lives, in your homes, in your children, and your spouses, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your fasting. May He accept your reciting of the Quran. May He accept your standing in the middle of the night and asking Him to forgive us, Ya Rabb. And may you all have a very blessed Ramadan, inshaAllah. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.